Cheers, screams, dancing in the aisles last night as Bambi's Hug sang and danced their heart out to take Ireland to its first Eurovision final in 6 years. Their mammy, Laura, now fondly known by fans as Mambi's Hug, never doubted Bambi, and our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke was also among the cheerleaders, predicting that Bambi would sail through to the final. Good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning, Mary Wilson. How are you this morning?
I'm very well. Did you know that Bambi, who's from Macroom, as you know, which is just up the road from Mill Street, which was the scene of the Eurovision the year they were born, could they bring the contest back here once more?
Well, let's play the tape from yesterday where I said that absolutely Bambi 100% was going to get through to the final. Look, I mean, we're always cautious as journalists, and yesterday morning I went as far as I could with you to say that it was looking good. But secretly, of course, inside, just the buzz was so positive around them. The bookies, you know, they tend to take these things quite seriously. The predictions were so strong internationally. The predictions are very strong. But just talking to the general fans around the arena, not the Irish fans, but the real Eurovision fans, they loved Mambi's Hug. They loved the message. They loved the act. And it was funny, I was thinking about it last night. I think what they did so well is they told a story. And sitting in the stadium, I was so lucky to get in to sit in for the concert last night. It stood out in that sense because lots of the other songs are lovely, but they're quite bland in a way. When Mambi's Hug came out, you went, oh, there's a story happening here. There's a start, middle and end. It's dramatic, it's dark, it's emotional. But at times as well, it's quite light. Now, as I talk to you, Mary, I am in the middle of Malmo, and the fashion shop right beside me has just started blasting out Johnny Logan. Hold me now. This has nothing to do with me. This is a total coincidence. But of course, Johnny was on stage last night, and what a job he did. So it was a really exciting, rewarding night for Irish fans last night. We had Mambi's Hug doing their thing, and then Johnny Logan came out and they were calling him Royal Highness, and just the love and respect for him was astonishing. So yes, Ireland is really in top form here in Malmo today.
Bambi must be on a high.
Bambi is on a high. They gave a press conference last night. I think we have a little flavour of that just to hear the reaction from Mambi's Hug. So I think we're going to have a little listen now to Mambi's Hug responding to their win last night.
I'm super proud, you know, as our team is very small, and I'm an independent artist, and it's incredible that we've reached here, you know. Our country hasn't been here since 2018. And I'm the first non-binary artist to qualify. So that is incredible. Yeah, see you Saturday.
See you Saturday. Evelyn, talk us through the next few days now and the Saturday performance.
Well, I know you're talking, you're hearing from Mambi's Hug this morning, Bambi's mom, who came up to me outside the arena last night, and they were like, this is the mom. I was like, great, let's chat. And you could see from her the relief that they'd got through. So I think it's going to be joy, actually, for the next few days for them as they prepare for that final on Saturday, because all the plans kicked in, all the plans worked for them. The look was good, the design was good. I presume there's going to be a rest day today, and there's some rehearsals then tomorrow. The busy thing then Friday, they start rehearsing again. Again, these are ticketed events. And my understanding is that the jury see the performance on Friday night. So Friday night in real life matters here in Malmo. But for us as an audience at home, Saturday is obviously the big thing. And I think the next thing that's going to happen is on Friday they'll do the draw. It seems to matter where you come in the draw. That is the all-important thing. So fingers crossed that we'll get a good slot for that. Then otherwise on Malmo tomorrow, Mary, Israel performing tomorrow night. And there is some expectation that there'll be protests during the day. There is a heavy security presence around the arena. Getting in is not easy. You have to have, it's like airport style security. You can only bring literally a wallet in with you. So the arena is very much blocked off. But the rest, Malmo's a big, big city, so it'll be interesting to see the scale of the protest tomorrow. But they are talking about thousands of people coming to Malmo tomorrow. Okay. So I suppose that's the next big thing here.
Evelyn, we're looking forward to your continuing reports. Thank you very much, Evelyn O'Rourke from Malmo there at a minute.